Blog Talk Radio.
California.
If you wanted to, these expensive, these is red bottoms, these is bloody shoes. Hit the school, I can get them both, I don't want to choose. And I'm quick, cutting off, so don't get comfortable. Look, I don't dance now, I make money move. Say, I don't gotta dance, I make money move. If I see you now on street, that means I don't fuck with you. I'm a boss to a worker. I make bloody moves. Now she say she gon' do what or who? Let's find out and see. Cardi B, you know where I'm at, you know where I be. You in the club just to party, I'm there, I get paid a fee. I be in and out them bands so much, I know they tired of me. Honestly, don't give a f*** about who in front of me. Drop two mixtapes in 6 months, we're breaking as hard as me. I don't bother with these, don't let these bother me. They see pictures, they say goals, bitch, I'm who they tryna be. Look, I might just chill in some babe, I might just chill with your boo, I might just fill on your babe. My f*** feel like a lake, he wanna swim with his face. I'm like, okay, okay. I let him get what he want. He buy me Yves Saint Laurent in the new wave, when I go fast as a horse. I got the trunk in the front, I'm the hottest in the street. Know you probably heard of me, got a bag and fix my teeth. Hope you know it ain't cheap. And I pay my mama bills, I ain't got no time to chill. Things these folks be mad at me, they baby father wanna build. They low, you can f*** with me if you wanted to. These let's expensive, go. These is red bottoms, these is bloody
shoes. Let's go.
I can get them both, I don't wanna choose. And I'm quick, but I'm also don't get comfortable.
Come on, y'all. Welcome to the show, guys. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome again. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. That's where you can call in, listen live to the show, and if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion on today's show, just press the number one on your keypad, and that will alert me that you would like to be on the show, and I will put you on the air. Again, 516-531-9483. Have a jam-packed show for you today. I'm super excited. I don't know about you guys, but I'm super excited about tonight. Let's see what happens. Let's see who comes out on top. Let's see who comes home with that trophy. Let's see who's wearing rings, national championship rings, next year. Hey, we only have a couple hours, so get your popcorn ready, get your drinks ready, get your food ready. Let's get it on. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. And you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I am your host, Frank Williams. Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, Frank Williams Realty. For all your real estate needs, residential real estate needs, call me and I will take care of your needs. Again, Frank Williams Realty, you guys know my contact information. Call me, and I will help you from front to back. I'll hold your hand from the start of this process to the end of this process till you're either going into your dream home or you're selling your home that you have right now. Even if you have someone that you want to refer to me that's want to sell or buy a home, give them my number. Give them my card if you have one. And tell them to give me a call and let them know to tell me who sent you. Again, that's Frank Williams Realty. You can reach me at frankwilliams@kw.com. That's frankwilliams@kw.com. So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show, and welcome. today is Monday. It's Monday evening. I know you guys probably are just getting off work or already at home from work and getting ready to get this thing going like I am. Whatever the case is, or if you have to work this evening, I hope you're able to watch the game on your smartphone or listen to it somehow. I don't know, but I hope you get a chance to watch or listen to this one. I think it's going to be a great game. I think Georgia's going to come out on the winning side this time. I think we're going to be more focused this time. I think the health of the team is probably the healthiest that Georgia has been all season long. The healthiest that Georgia has been all season long. And on the other side of the coin, Alabama, when you look at Alabama, what can you say? All you can say is, they're one of the top teams. They're one of the top teams. They knocked us off in the SEC championship, and I mean knocked us off. I don't know what to say. They kicked us around when we failed. They stepped on our necks. When they stepped on our necks, they grabbed us and dragged us on to the end. They beat us like rag dolls in the SEC championship. But I think this is going to be quite different. This is going to be quite different. Okay? Today's show is entitled, Who You Got? Georgia or Alabama? That's the question. And why? Why do you pick Georgia? Why do you pick Alabama? Okay? And, this is actually the game of the year tonight. I think this is the game of the year. The professionals are getting ready for playoffs. They've been playing for their playoff lives over the weekend. And I mean, this is going to be a barn burner, I think. And of course, the best team is going to win. And I believe the best team is Georgia right now. It don't have, again, we are the healthiest that we've been all season long. Okay? The healthiest that we've been, all season long. Okay? So, again, get your together, get your popcorn ready, get your food together. I don't know if you're going to the sports bar to watch the game. I don't know if you're going to a friend's house to watch the game. Whatever it is, I want you guys to definitely be careful. And if you drink too much, please don't drive. Okay. Please get you a designated driver or stay where you are, call a Uber, a Lyft, or whatever it may be. But try not to drink and drive, guys. Please try not to drink and drive. And also try to continue to stay safe as far as this COVID goes, okay? Try to stay safe. Keep your mask on. When you're around a group of people and when you're in close proximity. I know that if you're at a party or something at someone's house, it's tough to sit around with a mask on. But I just don't think I want to be in the party atmosphere right now. We still at the actual height of the COVID. Okay, so let's get away from that. Let's talk about the game. Georgia Georgia, baby. Georgia all the way tonight. If you guys are Georgia fans or Alabama fans, call me. Give me a call. Let me know who you're with. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Now, I also realized that I haven't been able to do much of a show on a daily basis in the last month or so, that, you know, since my last show. It wasn't a month ago, but since my last show, I haven't been able to do a show, but I am trying to slowly creep back into this thing with you guys, okay? Now, I see there are still, you know, lots of people that still want to hear the show, so there are still lots of people calling in, and I like for you guys to engage with me, you know? Hit that number one on your keypad. Tell me who you're with tonight, whether it's Georgia or Alabama. Hey, it's okay for us to disagree, right? That's good. That's a good thing as far as I'm concerned, okay? Who you got? Who you got, Georgia or Alabama? Again, my money's on Georgia. Well, actually, I'm playing with house money. I won a bet with a friend of mine for $30 for a game, an NFL game. I think it was a little over a week ago. Now he calls, or he came by over the weekend and said he wanted to do double or nothing. If Georgia wins, I get $60 from him. And if he wins, then we're all even, right? I think that's a great bet on my part. Georgia or Alabama? Now, again, let's do this. Now, if, you know, I was watching, I listened to a lot of sports radio, okay? And there's something else I want to talk about, too, but I listened to a lot of sports radio, okay? And they were talking about, who's got the best quarterback? Well, I'd give that edge to Alabama. Who got the best running backs? I'd give that edge to Georgia. Who got the best front seven on defense? I'd give that edge to Georgia. Who's got the best offensive line? I'd give that edge to Georgia, because Alabama is hurting on two of their starting linemen are hurt and won't be able to play in this game. Who do you give as receivers, tight ends, wide receivers? Alabama's got a great group of receivers, but one of their big guys won't be playing tonight. He's out, okay? But they still have that number one. They still have a good tight end and this and that. But Georgia, we got Pickens. We got, I think, Sutton or some with an S, and then we got Bowers at tight end. We got a great group of receivers and a great tight end. So I give that edge to Georgia. Running backs, I give that edge to Georgia, okay, as far as the running backs go. Although the guy from Alabama ran for over 200 yards against Cincinnati, but they're not going to do that tonight. They're not going to do a whole lot of running tonight unless they can make it work. Okay? I believe in that. The last weekend or whatever when they played Cincinnati, they were able to run the ball. So if you're able to run the ball, going to get 8, 9, 10 yards per carry. Oh, yeah, I'm going to keep handing it off. We'll just walk down on the field on you and go into the end zone. Put 6 on the board every time if you can't stop my run. Okay? So, and that's what happened with Alabama last week against Cincinnati. They didn't have to throw the ball a lot because they were killing them with the run game. Okay? You know, you turn around and look at that against Georgia, we got killed on the passing game in the SEC championship. There wasn't a lot of running as far as Alabama goes in the SEC championship. Well, the quarterback did run, but it's, you know, we got killed on the deep ball and the receivers. They killed us in the SEC championship, okay? So as far as running and running backs, I'd give that edge to Georgia. And hopefully, we'll be able to establish a run game, okay? And if we can establish a run game, it's going to really, really be tough on Alabama, okay? Because and as far as their run game against us, against Georgia, you know, I think we can stop their run. We're built to stop the run. Now, you know, we still have to get in and hit that quarterback. We got to get in and hit Bryce Young. We got to get him off his mark. We got to make him try to scramble, okay? We gotta knock him down. We got to knock him down. Well, I want him to be black and blue tomorrow. Put him on his butt a few times. Fall on him, okay? Make him feel it. And I guarantee you, he'll start, you know, humming a different tune. Because no one, I mean, whether it's professional, college, high school, little league, whatever it is, no quarterback can continue to take a beating the whole game. No one can, okay? And I believe that we're going to be focused tonight, going to be on point and ready. Okay, 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Go ahead, guys. Press that number one on your keypad and talk to me. Who you got, Georgia or Alabama? Now let's flip it over to Alabama. Yeah, I'm going to talk about Alabama. I know you guys say, Frank, why are you talking about Alabama? That's not your team. Well, it's not my team, but I got to talk about them. Okay, they're in the championship as well. All right? And then they got an edge on us for the coaching, you know. Nick Saban the best. I mean, hands down, he the best to ever do it. Okay, and probably until someone knock him off and continue to knock him off. Okay, does someone knock him off? We knock him off tonight. Okay, and then Nick Saban come back next year, and he has a 2-loss season, which he should have had this year. This year he should have had 2 losses. I mean, he should have had 2 losses coming into the SEC championship. He should have had 2 losses. Texas A&M, he lost. And Auburn, he should have lost. Okay? So, but he didn't. All right? So, Alabama, they holding the ranking of the number one team in the land. All right? We held it all season long until we dropped from at the SEC championship. All right, Alabama has the best coach. He makes great decisions. This dude done studied this stuff upside down. He knows what's going on at all times on the field. He knows how to get his guys ready. And he definitely knows how to make in-game changes or in-game adjustments, however you want to say it, okay? And you know, that's something that he has in his favor, or Alabama has in their favor. They got a great coach, okay? I think Georgia has a good coach, but until he beats Saban tonight, he's not going to get his accolades. Okay? He's not going to get his accolades. And to continue to get number one players year after year after year after year and not come back with a national championship, I mean, that starts to be a problem. All right? That starts to be a problem. You know, we have Georgia has the number one recruiting class coming up again this year. So, you know, there are no excuses. Okay? But Alabama has a quarterback. They got the Heisman Trophy winner. Of course. This guy been doing crazy stuff all year long. And if you don't put him on his back, if you don't hit him, if you let him stand back there, he's going to pick you apart. I mean, anybody would, I think. If you let a quarterback sit there and throw the ball without pressure, he's going to kill you. He's going to kill you. It's just like, you know, basketball. And now it's so funny. I went and played basketball with my daughter's boyfriend and some of his friends the other day. Now, I'm 57 years old, okay? I played high school basketball. I was pretty good. You know, went on to college to play, but didn't play in college because of injury. But, you know, hadn't played in what? I hadn't even picked up a basketball probably in at least 2 years. You know, I hadn't picked up a basketball in 2 years. I hadn't played in a gym in at least 7 years. Okay, probably longer than that. In my old house, I had a goal in the driveway that was a nice goal. I could play on it, you know, whenever I wanted. I'd just shoot around there, and some of the kids from the neighborhood would come play. But that was about it for me until about 2 weeks ago. Went and played with them. And where I'm going with this is that you let this quarterback stand back there and throw the ball without pressure, he's going to kill you. So these young guys think that I'm not going to do what I know I can do. I can still shoot the ball. I may not be able to jump and run with them, but I can still shoot the ball, right? And I can still handle the ball. And I can still get somewhere where you can't play me, okay? So they leave me open to take shots. And, hey, you leave me open just like this guy. I'm going to hit those shots. You leave him open, he's going to hit his targets. So we have to hit this guy tonight. We have to put him on his backside. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Call me, guys. Let's talk. And again, looking at all the shows and everything, I think Georgia's favorite. I don't know about what. Maybe I don't know if maybe someone can text me the line tonight. I think it's 3 or something like that, Georgia favorite. But, you know, put all that aside, okay? A lot of people want to bet, and they ask you for points. Man, no, you don't get any points. It's straight up and down. It's 0-0 at the beginning of the game. I don't give points. It's either you win or I win. Either you win by 1 or 40, or I win by 1 or 40. Okay? It's not I don't give up points. That's Vegas, right? The bookies, right? That's the way they make their money. All right, I don't do points. The guy was harassing me when I was leaving work today. Frank, let's bet. What? Let's bet. Give me Alabama and 5 points. Man, get out of town. Not happening. I bet straight up and down, old school style. If you can't handle that, don't ask me to bet. Right? Don't ask me to bet. But tonight's game is going to be epic. Okay? I think it's going to be epic. And, I think Alabama has the edge as far as coaching. I think Alabama has the edge as far as the quarterback. I think they're going to be jacked up for this game. And if Georgia is not jacked up for this game, they're going to get embarrassed. Or if Alabama's not jacked up for this game, they're going to get embarrassed. But if we both are jacked up for this game, this is going to be a good game. That's the way I look at it tonight. I think it's going to be a great game. Now, I hope Georgia come out a winner, okay? I hope we come out winners, but I hope it's a great game, all right? I'll take a 10-point victory. I'll take a 14-point victory, but, if it's 1 point, that's fine, too. It's a victory. Right? That's what I tell people. Whether you're 1 point or 40 points, it's still a victory. Losing by 1 point is worse than losing by 40. People always say, Frank, how you figure that? Well, if you're losing by 40, you pretty much giving up the game. You're not feeling bad about, whatever. It was just their night. Lose by one. Oh, it's heartbreaking. Rip your guts out. Right? it's heartbreaking. So, for me, okay, I'm just saying me now. Don't send me all these emails and stuff saying, talking trash. Call me now and talk. But this is just me. I'm saying Georgia by six. Georgia by six. I'm going to write that down. Georgia by six tonight. And, I'm not a Vegas man. I don't do a whole lot of sports betting and all this stuff. But I think we can be safe with Georgia by six. All right? And again, I jumped on here today to do a show as soon as I could. Okay? Jumped on here today to do a show as soon as I could. And I'm going to try to, let's see, what time is it now? It's 5:30 Eastern time. I'm going to try to get me a little bit of sleep, a couple hours before the game starts. The game starts at 8. I'm going to try to get me a little sleep before the game starts. And maybe by that time, my beer will be very cold. We're eating Mexican tonight. So that'll be good. We're eating Mexican tonight, and I think we're going to come out winners. I think we're going to come out winners, and I just want it to be okay. I just want it to be so that tomorrow I wear my Georgia maybe tomorrow I'll wear my Georgia t-shirt. Okay? My Georgia t-shirt. All right? And I got a few more minutes left in the show. But what I want to say, guys, before I leave, I want to talk a little bit about the transfer. These athletes who transfer from college to college. I listen to a lot of sports radio, and I was tweeting back and forth with the guy from 92.9 The Game. Now, they was on the radio the other day talking about how the kids transferring out from this school, transferring from this school, and it's turned into a free agency type thing. Okay? Well, and they want to put limits on transferring, or they want to put stipulations on transferring. They want to penalize the kids for transferring. And I think they doing this because they want to penalize the black kids who transfer. Not saying that just black kids transfer, because white kids, you've seen it all the time. They do it too. But it's happening more with black kids. Okay? Y'all got to remember that not too long ago, these big schools like Alabama, Clemson, a lot of these big schools, they wouldn't dare recruit black kids. They couldn't recruit black kids. It was against their agenda. Okay? They wouldn't recruit black kids. But now all of a sudden, that's all you see playing for these big schools. Think about it this way. If these HBCUs mean historically black colleges and universities, if some of you didn't know, if these black schools had the money, the campuses that some of these other schools have, the millions of dollars in funding, the millions of dollars that come in from some of their alumni, some of their boosters, and were able to play on Saturdays on some of these big, you know, these big Saturdays, the big networks that pay millions of dollars for you to play on their network. If these kids were able to do that, they would be at these HBCUs. What's the quarterback name at Alabama? Bryce Young. The wide receiver, Williamson or whatever his last name is. The other wide receiver, Mechie. The running back, Robinson. The boys at Georgia, Jordan Davis. And my man, number 17, N'Kobe Dean. These guys may have gone to a black HBCU if they had money and had these big campuses and had all this millions of dollars in the bank. Now, how do you think Alabama would fare if they weren't able to recruit black players like it used to be? How do you think all these schools would fare if they weren't able to recruit black players, these black kids, these athletes that come out of these schools that are number one in the whole country? How would they fare if they could not recruit black players? I guess it'll be an all, you know, white conference or whatever. They'd be playing against each other. But what if they couldn't recruit black players? Where would they be? Where would they be? And now they want to put stipulations on transferring. Well, if you transfer, you got to sit out a year. That's the way it used to be. Now you can transfer and you don't lose any eligibility. You can come on and play next year. Okay? So they're pissed about that. Kiffin says it's just a big old free agency type thing. Well, it's a free agency type thing. It's cool. Don't worry about it. But if you, the coach, wanted to go and coach somewhere else at another school, that's cool. Go ahead. you can go. I'm going to break my contract here. I'm going to go coach at another school next year, make millions of dollars, and I'm going to coach next year. He's going to be on the field next year. He's going to be coaching next year with no penalties, with no problems of transferring. That's a transfer, too. He's transferring to another school. Why isn't he penalized? Why doesn't that coach have to sit out for a year? Now he broke his contract with that school. Now he's not going to get any more money from this school. Now you got to sit out a year, no pay. How are you going to handle that? How are you going to handle that, Lane Kiffin? How are you going to handle that? Any of these big coaches making all this money. But they can go from program to program without penalty, without anybody, without no recourse. But a student athlete who's trying to make it, they don't want him to do that. Oh, don't leave my school. You are the one. We need you. You put butts in the seats every Saturday. You make my bank account grow. But what are you, the colleges, doing for these kids? And I'm going to get off my soapbox for a minute, but this guy laid into me. He said, Frank, it's not our problem that they don't get their degrees when they go to college. I said, man, you got to be kidding me, right? Y'all don't want them to get their degrees. Y'all put them in these stinking classes so they can make it through. They're talking about, see, student athletes, oh, they got a 3.85 grade point average. Yeah, in what? In what? Massage therapy? What they got a 3.8? Degree in. What they got a 3.8 grade point average in? Are you going to graduate? If you look at the graduation rate of some of these big-time athletes, it's horrible. But they go in and play, and they bring all that money to the school. And then if you're a family member, you got your mama or your daddy that passed away, they can't even pay for you to go home and go to the funeral. That's a violation. That's a violation. Now you got these kids, Bryce Young from California. But his mom and dad, y'all see them, they be sitting there in the stands at every game, whether it's home or away. Who do you think taking care of them folks? Who do you think? We know who it is. University of Alabama. They probably staying at the team hotel, paid for. They could probably eat, drink, and be merry right there at the hotel, just like the players. Who paying for it? The college? Why are they there? Because of their son. Alabama is in this championship game because of Bryce Young. Don't get it twisted, y'all. Don't get it twisted. Hey, guys, that's all the time I have today. Take care of yourselves. Watch that game. Georgia by 6 tonight. Mark my word, guys. Georgia by 6 tonight. Georgia by 6 tonight. It's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Have a great night, guys. Be safe. Be safe.
Dance with my dogs in the nighttime. Trap with the chickens like bye-bye. Money changing colors like da-da. I'm just trying to get it, I ain't trying to die. No, she got a big ol' onion booty, make the world cry. In the kitchen, wrist kissing like a stir fry. Whip it. Hold them bands down. Hey. Hold your man down. Hey. Who told you come around? Who? Get that trap sound. Designer, go. No need to brag now. No need. Hey, put the mask down. Man. We living fast now. Finest. Rolls. We can go. We go cold. Keep watching me with bubbles.
stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. Whip it in the kitchen, wrist twisting like a stir fry. I'll take a whip it intermission, let the birds fly. I get money, turn no vision through my third eye.
Money,
then I kill it, watch me flip it like the fire guys. Black and white pilgrim, check out the ceiling, look at the blue sky. I keep a debt, check, yeah, boogie, they sit on my neck. I don't regret, yeah, I'm petting, I don't got a debt.